T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It amazes me the number of questions that are still coming in about marriage. I would think you guys would be bored with it by now. And I'm sure some of you are. No doubt some of you are extremely bored with hearing me talk about married life. But, I mean, I talked about single life as much as I talk about being married. So part of who I am now. And I'm so happy with it. Gosh, it's crazy to think that it's been nearly 4 months. And I know. I've been delinquent in sharing the YouTube video on both Twitter and Facebook. I'll do that come this Wednesday morning. So good morning to you. Forgive my delinquency, but you got to think about what we've been juggling here. We've had a ton of interviews in the run-up to March Madness. Not just that, but we've also had so much to manage and navigate with the Shohei Ohtani situation. Interviews regarding, not just interviews regarding his recent statements and the accusations of theft and betrayal and all that. But remember, we had a guest from Korea who joined us too. So the start of the baseball season, now the NFL, it's nonstop. It's the springtime. These are all spring things. And so I apologize, but the YouTube channel is yours to subscribe to if you like. And we do answer a bunch of your questions about married life. And I'm sure, considering that there's still questions coming in, we'll have to do another one, episode 5, if you will. But thank you for all of your questions on both Twitter and Facebook. I have already started to answer some of the ones that I can do quickly on both places. So thanks again for your support of this feature that has been running now for 11 plus years. That's crazy. It's After Hours. Crazy cool. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's funny because some people pose the same questions every single week. Whether we answer them on the air or I answer them on our social sites, they continue to ask. It's like they don't go back and check. They don't listen. They have no idea that we've already answered the question. So I guess they just keep trying. But that's the thing. If you pose a question, but then you don't listen to Ask Amy Anything, how do you know whether or not it was answered? So we have a podcast that takes out most of the commercial breaks every weekday morning available for you. I know a lot of you are tuning in. You're relatively new listeners. And so check it out on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page. And you can find the easy link to the podcast in its entirety, the whole show, minus many of the commercial breaks. And it's available within minutes of when we get off the air. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Also, on our Facebook page, too, we've shown you some latest, photos, I guess, if you want to call them that, photos, as well as reels. So I guess they'd be what, media? I think that's what Twitter calls it, media. So yes, I try to mix in flower photos this time of the year because they make me happy. There's some photos of a brief break from March Madness as well. But we're getting right back to it coming up very quickly. Still, though, I'd say one of the top stories in sports has got to be Shohei Ohtani and the debate about whether or not he's believable. I just told you last hour, he and Pete Rose and their situations have zero in common. So stop saying that to me. It really does kind of underscore that people are just not informed about the situation. And a lot of the comments I get, you can tell it's mostly clickbait stuff, right? Making assumptions. And I guess that's the easy way to do it. Speculation, assumptions. I know this, I know that. When honestly, we know a whole lot of nothing. We've got ideas. We've got musings. We've got opinions about what Shohei Ohtani knew or what he didn't know. But the problem is there is no smoking gun. If Ipe Mitsuhara did not steal the money, he's prepared to take the fall for it anyway. If he did steal the money, then let's see whether or not charges are pressed. And honestly, I think that will be a dead giveaway. If at some point Shohei's camp comes forward and says, you know what, we're not going to press charges. To me, that'll be a dead giveaway that this is not theft and deception and betrayal. It's a setup. I don't know any rich person. Well, I don't know a lot of rich people, but I do know some wealthy people. None of them would be okay with having $4.5 million stolen, even if they are multimillionaires or getting close to billionaires. And by the way, most of Shohei Ohtani's money from the Dodgers is deferred a decade plus down the road. A lot of this money is not getting paid while he's still playing, or at least while he's under this current contract. No, this is money that's deferred. So as much as he may feel like he's a $700 million man, and that money is guaranteed, it's not all up front. And so he's not as rich as you might think he is. Now, he has a ton of endorsements, so there's that. And honestly, the money that he can make from various other corporate partners and business and entities, I mean, that's going to add up in ways that we don't necessarily include in the contract. But he doesn't have it all now. It's not like he's some kind of billionaire. But even so, how many rich people do you know would be willing to allow $4.5 million to just disappear without a trace? Now, whether they can catch this guy, whether Ipe Mitsuhara is still in the United States, I mean, I wouldn't be. If I stole that kind of money, I'd be out of Dodge fast. I guess he'd have to go someplace where there wasn't an extradition policy, which might not be Japan. But I think I'd be underground. If nothing else, maybe he's gone dark for now because there's nothing to be gained by him being out and cameras being in his face. No doubt he surfaces and there's going to be paparazzi and there's going to be media on his tail immediately. But if Shohei Ohtani's camp does not press charges, to me, that would be a smoking gun. If they're willing to let it go, if they're willing to say, ah, it's fine, we're not going to pursue, no way. It's $4.5 million, at least $4.5 million, at least. It's not smart business. And again, when it comes to powerful people with a lot of money, they're not generally that easily, well, they're embarrassed when it comes to this kind of thing, right? And if it's true, the story that Shohei Ohtani is telling, I'm quite certain that there's a bunch of embarrassment and humiliation there too. And so if they pursue the charges and if they go after Ipe Mitsuhara, then I'll be a little more convinced. I know some of you said to me, well, they're going to do it as a sham. I've got a friend who is in LA who is certain that they're going to go through the whole charade of pressing charges, dragging his butt into court, making sure it looks legitimate. Right, because his camp would say the same thing. Oh no, if we don't press charges, well then the suspicion comes back to us. I've even wondered out loud, would Ipe Mitsuhara be paid enough to compensate him for time spent in jail? I mean, that's as far as I've taken this, right? If he's actually the fall guy, as opposed to being the thief, is he getting paid enough that he's willing to go to jail. I mean, if you're in jail, you can't spend your money. Whatever money or payoff you might be getting, if you're behind bars, what good does it do? Now, it can give your life or your family, your wife, a comfortable life. But I don't know. It takes a special breed, a rare bird, to be willing to go to jail for someone else. And a pretty hefty payoff. Which is why I say that regardless of who's involved and who's telling the truth, what the real story is, it all hinges on Shohei making this money. It all hinges on Shohei having this contract that pays him $700 million eventually. And so no one wants to see Shohei's reputation or his career tarnished. Not Shohei, not his camp. Obviously make their money, although I think they should all be fired if they completely got blindsided by this whole thing. And if they weren't communicating with him. I mean, we talked about that on our last show. So his team, his financial advisors, if he even has any, his lawyers, his spokespeople, they all make money off him. The Dodgers are making money off him. Major League Baseball is making money off him. It's in everyone's best interest that Shohei continue to play and perform at the highest level. No one wants his reputation to be tarnished. And I know that's where a lot of you come back to, why would MLB pursue an investigation? Well, because it has to. The league has to. You may think it's a sham. You may think it's an investigation without a whole lot of motivation. But they're going to have to pursue it. Whether or not there's a smoking gun, whether or not they can actually find evidence that supports ties between Shohei and this bookie. I'm trying to wrap my brain around the fact that we may never know until someone writes a tell-all book. That's what I'm hoping for. I just want to be still working in the business. Oh, I don't know. 20, 25 years, maybe not still. I don't know if I want to be working. Yeah, that's a good question. I can't answer it right now. I don't know if I'll still be working in this business, certainly not in this capacity. Trust me, I will still not be doing overnights 20 years down the road. However, I might want to keep my radio career flourishing until the time in which there's a tell-all book. That's the thing. Producer Jay, when the book comes out, I'll talk about it. I'll read it. I'll have a guest on, get the author, and then I'm retiring. That's it. That'll be the end. That's my last day. Well, my last week, because I'll want a few days to read it and flesh it out and go over it and think back to where we were when in 2024. But when that's done, peace out, baby.
See ya.
I'm done.
I think it's worth the wait.
All right, cool. That's it. I'll stick around until then. Probably not CBS Sports Radio. They won't want me until then.
Yes, they will.
I know you don't speak for the company, but that's nice, Jay.
I don't hear from them too often either.
I'm not even sure they even know we have a show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Good to have you with us. My stomach's growling. Please ignore that. Earlier, we had a crash landing with my coffee mug, and it splayed out everywhere. Ignore that as well. I think I may have said something about big balls right before the top of the hour. Ignore that, too. Just completely nod and smile, ignore when I say dumb stuff.
Bowling.
Last one.
With real balls, not little balls. Oh, real balls, not little balls. Excuse me. What I should have said was regulation-sized bowling balls and not candlepin. That would have removed all humor from the situation.
Little balls.
Little balls. Like the Little Thunder? A few years ago, I think this might have been the most we ever laughed here on the show. A few years ago, we heard Tim Roy on the Warriors Radio Network describe, and he does this. This is his thing. He described an Oklahoma City player who'd been hit in the midsection, kneed in the midsection, if you will, as having been hit in the Little Thunders.
The Little Thunders?
Exactly. And so we once did an entire segment going through every team in the NBA and using that method to describe what happens when a player gets kneed or hit below the belt. The Little Jazz might have been one of my favorites.
The Little Nuggets has got to be up there.
That's not what a Denver player wants to hear. He got smacked in the Little Nuggets. He got kneed in the little Nuggets.
The Little Knicks. I don't know.
The Little Knicks. The Little Nets. Yeah, we won't do it again. The Little Heat was kind of funny.
The Little Pelicans might be. I'm not sure about that one.
The Little Pelicans. The Little Wizards.
That's a good one.
The Little Clippers. Oh, no. Keep the Little Clippers away from that part of your body.
No Clippers here.
No Clippers.
Oh. Not the barbershop. No Little Clippers.
No. Goodness. The Little Kings. I mean, I think that works, actually.
That works. Yeah, I like that.
That could almost be complimentary.
That is complimentary. I'd take that.
Oh, my gosh. Still, the Little Jazz is my favorite. What else? The Little Raptors? Nah. Yeah. That one actually sounds kind of painful.
It does.
The Little Lakers?
Little Lakers is... I like Clippers better.
The Little Bucks?
Little Bucks. Little Suns.
The Little Cavaliers. The Little Suns. No doubt there are people out there that refer to them as Suns. There is no doubt. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think if there's another team in the East that...
The Little Pistons.
That's perfect. The little Pistons. Jay, why? Stop it. Stop it right now. The Little Mavericks.
That works as well.
Jay's currently going through the NBA rosters. He's going through all the teams right now to see if we miss anything. Did we miss any?
The Little Hornets.
The Little Hornets. That's awkward.
The Little Rockets. Mm.
The Little Rockets works.
Oh, no, that's in flattery.
You don't think so? The Little Rockets.
The Little Rockets, nah. The Little Magic. A Little Magic. The Little Warriors. Depending on what you're doing on your Friday, I don't know.
Netflix and use your little Warriors. Little Warriors. All right. We need to do this with the NHL.
The Little Thunders?
With the Little Lightning. The Little Lightning, Little Lightning, Little Thunder.
The Little Blackhawks. Stop. Just how outrageous can it get?
The Little Rangers. Okay, enough. This is what I mean. We can't have this conversation. But it's my fault because I should have gone with Candle Pit instead of Little Balls, and that's just not how it came out. So, you know. Now that entire 5 minutes of your life, you'll never get back. And I apologize profusely.
Bowling.
Last one.
With real balls, not little balls. I was under the gun. I expressed myself with vernacular as opposed to the technical terms. All right, then. I'm not giving you my phone number, nor am I giving you my name. If you don't know who I am, well, you don't need to know. We're in a need-to-know basis around here. Jay, stop. I cannot play this game with Jay anymore. Just cannot play this game, Jay. Can we get back to Shohei? It'll be kind of fun. Just, you know, Dave Roberts, help. Help us out. Help us out. Let's move forward.
Yesterday was a big day, and we're all looking forward to moving, you know, moving forward. But like I said, I do think that it's an opportunity for us to kind of really support him from everywhere.
Jeff says the little leprechauns. I guess that would be like a play on the little Celtics. See what I mean? This game is fun. I mean,
isn't that a horror movie?
The little leprechauns?
There's something about leprechauns in a horror movie.
Are you sure you're not talking about gremlins?
No, I know gremlins. There's a movie about like an
the
evil
little
leprechaun.
Gremlins. Evil leprechauns?
Yeah. It might just be called Leprechaun. I think there's like two or three of them, actually.
And it came out around St. Patrick's Day or what?
No idea. I think it's an 80s movie.
Oh, well, yeah. That would explain. So, okay, Dave Roberts, they just want to move forward. Oh, my gosh, the Angels gave Shohei Ohtani a video tribute. Talk about ill-timed. Just read the room, Angels. Read the room. Though he was a two-time MVP with the Angels, so I suppose there's that, regardless of whether or not they ever played in October. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, trying to go back and answer some of your questions for Ask Amy Anything, but check out the video on YouTube. I promise to stop being delinquent. Roger Goodell has got a couple of announcements, like Christmas Day doubleheader on a Wednesday? Here's my reaction to that. I freaking told you so. I'll explain. It's after hours.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Rolls out to his right, tries to find his receiver. Intercepted down the sideline. Intercepted Jack Jones, and he walks in. Touchdown. Back-to-back plays for the defense with touchdowns. And the Raiders' defense has completely flipped this game in Kansas City.
All you can do is just move on, learn from your mistakes, get better. I still believe that we can go do what we want to do.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Patrick Mahomes coming off what was a Christmas Day loss, an embarrassing one, to the Raiders. Remember when Antonio Pierce told us after the season that they figured out the secret to containing Patrick Mahomes based on that game on Christmas Day? And then after that, the Chiefs rattled off how many wins in a row? 6. Didn't lose again, as a matter of fact. So that was something.
That was sweet.
Thank you, Raiders. I suppose they could send him a Christmas card next year. But also, they ended up winning the Super Bowl in the Raiders' home, which is a bit of a slap upside your head. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, the call there on Raiders Radio. Now, why do we bring up Christmas? No, not because we're counting the days until Christmas, but because the NFL is counting the days until Christmas. I am not surprised by this at all. All right. For those of you who weren't listening to me during 2020, the NFL season in 2020, with all the COVID regulations and protocols, and the fact that the NFL and its commissioner had reserved the right to do whatever they needed to do to get all the regular season games played, and they did. And they deserve a ton of credit for it. Despite protocols, despite entire weeks where facilities were shut down, we had a couple of different outbreaks. If I remember, the Titans were one. The Jaguars may have been another one. We had one with the Broncos where they didn't even have a quarterback. We had one with the Browns where their coach couldn't even coach during their first playoff game and who knows how long. So we had multiple outbreaks and COVID protocols out the wazoo. But the NFL was committed. No matter what it took, they were going to play every last game on the regular season schedule. And I said to you then, just watch. The NFL is going to schedule games on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And once they have the urban sprawl, that's what I call it, once they have successfully managed to schedule games on every single day of the week, they're not going backwards. This is the NFL moving forward. I mean, you can go back and listen to the podcast if you don't believe me. I said to you, the NFL is not going to relinquish this real estate. Once they've got it, they're going to figure out a way to keep it. And now moving forward, we know they're going to continue to schedule games on Christmas. And it doesn't matter the day of the week. It's not just when Christmas is on a weekend. Uh-oh. Massive ratings for what was a triple header on Christmas, a Monday in 2023. Okay, so that's all right because the NFL normally plays on Monday. Well, how about this? A double header Christmas 2024 on a Wednesday, right? Remember during COVID, the COVID year, we had a Thanksgiving Day triple header that was scheduled. And I remember because I was in Atlanta. I spent the entire week with my best friend. We did Thanksgiving week together with her sons and her and other family members. And we were all excited to watch. Wasn't it Ravens and Steelers on Christmas, or not Christmas, excuse me, Thanksgiving night? And they canceled it because there was, they couldn't get the proper testing done. All the clear tests with the Steelers, I think was the, oh no, it might've been the Ravens. I don't know which one. I think it was the Steelers. Always go with your first answer. And so they pushed it back and they pushed it back and ended up playing it on a Wednesday. So first time in the NFL's history, they played on a Wednesday. They also played games on Friday the following year, or that year actually, and the following year. And now that they've got a precedent for games every day of the week, they're never going backward. So yeah, Christmas, because it's a leap year in 2024, Christmas jumps to a Wednesday, and the NFL will have two games, a doubleheader on a Wednesday. All right, Christmas football. It's about, give it a couple years, Jay, and both Thanksgiving and Christmas are going to be NFL holidays. I'm using my air quotations, but we associate Thanksgiving with the NFL, right? It's football. It's a football holiday. Christmas is generally NBA. Can you imagine how ticked off that the NBA front office, maybe the commissioner Adam Silver, is about the fact that the NFL is now encroaching, isn't that a foul in the NFL? Encroaching on NBA territory. Always been a Christmas NBA match made in heaven. And now it's about to be an NFL holiday. Doesn't matter what day of the week.
You just said wait a couple of years. I think we're there now. I think coming up in December in 2024 of this year, no one's going to be thinking about the NBA. It's all going to be who's playing on Christmas Day this year. And now we're already thinking about the NFL and Christmas. And I think it's already a Christmas Day thing. It's here.
This comes from the VP of Media Distribution, Hans Schroeder. Quote, when we saw the viewership from this past year, really our fans spoke. We saw and believe they are very much enjoying and wanting NFL football on Christmas. So yeah, massive ratings. The broadcast of Baltimore and San Francisco, so Ravens, 49ers, and actually I came back to work post-wedding. My first show was the night of Christmas, right after Ravens and Niners. More than 27 million viewers on Christmas night for Ravens and Niners. Second most watched Monday night football game going back to the mid-90s.
It makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Because most people aren't going out doing activities on Christmas night or even Christmas Eve night for that whole area of days. So yeah. Everyone's going to be home. Either they're with family and they're watching there, or they're going to come home from family and just want to hang out on the couch and watch at their own house. So everyone's just watching.
These will be the second ever games played on a Wednesday, but I'm telling you, they will not be the last. And as for this whole idea of a shorter work week, Roger Goodell was asked about that on Tuesday in Orlando at the league meetings. And he relatively unconcerned, of course, because the NFL's doing it, so he's got to sell it.
We've done this. In fact, in COVID, it was actually a learning opportunity. I think it was the first time we played on a Wednesday.
See what I mean?
It will not be a regular thing. It'll be when Christmas falls on a Wednesday. The time period between games has been done before. We have not seen any elevation of injuries. We have had a major focus on Thursday night when we first put it in, and we've still not seen any kind of elevation of injuries. So I think we have this down.
Funny how shorter work weeks don't produce any extra injuries now. It's in the NFL's best interest to sell this like it is the best thing since sliced bread. And I do like sliced bread.
Injuries aren't in the Christmas spirit.
No one gets injured on Christmas. That's ridiculous. I mean, it can't possibly happen. So yes, 3 days rest. Oh, come on. There's no evidence to support that a quicker turnaround means that guys are more likely to get injured. So far, and I didn't do this research, but I read it. The NFL's had 30 games on Christmas Day. 30 games on Christmas Day. Fifth straight year now that the NFL has played on Christmas. And so, as you say, it's becoming a thing. But with the advent of Black Friday games, which will also happen again in 2024, and the fact that we've got a week one game in Brazil on a Friday, coming up in 24, the only day that the NFL is not scheduled a game is a Tuesday. Just watch. We'll get, so maybe a snow event in the playoffs or late regular season on a Monday. Remember this past year it happened? Well, it was this year, but this past season we had the game in Buffalo that was postponed, right? And so it got pushed to Monday. Just watch. At some point it'll get a, oh shoot, we have to play on a Tuesday. I'm telling you, the NFL is not backpedaling. Now that they recognize that the lure for fans is the same regardless of what day of the week, they're going to use every single day of the week.
I think we have this down.
I think we've got the prototype. We see that fans don't care what day it is on the calendar. They just want more NFL. As for Brazil, I mean, it's the next new big market for the league. They've done London now several years in a row. Germany is happening again this year. And then, of course, that game in Brazil that will mark week one complete change. We've not had international games week one. We've had preseason games internationally, but this is something new that the league's trying.
I've gone through a great deal of analysis, a great deal of thought. There have been several planning trips down there over the last year. So I think we feel it's a market that we think is going to be an explosive market for us. We really think we have 38 million fans down there. We think this type of an event will continue that growth factor and actually accelerate it. The teams are important, and I expect we'll have those in the next week.
It's Brazil, it's London, it's Germany, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Eventually we'll get a Tuesday game. Well, because Christmas will come around again to a Tuesday, but I'll bet you it happens before Christmas gets back to a Tuesday. I mean, there'll be some weather, be travel snafu, a cholera outbreak. No, not that. Malaria. Might be malaria coming back from an international trip. They've got to push a game to a Tuesday. Yep, it's going to happen. I told you this is exactly what we were going to see coming out of 2020 as the NFL realized it could successfully use every day of the week for NFL games. They're not going backward.
At what point can Roger just say, we're doing this because we feel like it and you're going to watch?
Or we're doing this because it doesn't matter what day of the week, fans want football.
Exactly.
Right. Let's just be open and honest.
Just tell
about
how it is.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Just tell us. It's because we can.
That's it. It's simple as that.
The NFL is the league that every other sports league wants to be when it grows up. They dress it up like it's about holidays and about bringing families and fans together, giving them something to look forward to on Christmas. Black Friday. All of a sudden, stores are going to see a drastic reduction in the number of people who are shopping on Black Friday. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, too. We're glad to have you with us. If you're wondering, oh, yes, there were gambling questions posed to Roger Goodell. I mean, it's a question posed to every commissioner right now. And in case you thought the Chiefs might be subject to a Super Bowl hangover, Andy Reid's got a cure for that. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
McKinnon is in at running back. First down and goal to go. Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown. Kansas City. McCole Hardman with the catch on the right side. A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game. 25-22.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Kansas City, Mitch Holtis, man, has he called some big games over these last 6 years. And they are the defending champions again, wanting a three-peat. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's kind of funny. I don't know how I fell down this rabbit hole on Twitter. I somehow got in this thread where people were highlighting the fact that various radio hosts or analysts had predicted at every step along the way the Chiefs would be unseated. over this last playoff run, they're going to lose to Miami. They're going to lose to this team. They're going to lose to that team. And yet here they are. And Andy Reid, he takes it all in stride with some new, we'll call it some new fashionable shirts, some new outfits that will attract attention.
Every year in the NFL is a new year, right? Yeah. So every team's a different team, and the guys know how I go with that. Don't get caught up in too much of the fluff, you know. So we just roll. Put another Tommy Bahama shirt on and let's go.
Just a new offseason with a new shirt and everything resets. That's how you prevent a Super Bowl hangover. Or if you're Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, you find a way to spend some of the money that you have earned in opening up a brand new steakhouse. It's called 1587 Prime in KC.
Me and Travis have been working on that for a while. We took from kind of the stuff that we're always together. We always see these restaurants, and we have a love for bringing people together. And I think the biggest thing for us is we're going to do whatever we can to keep bringing people together, and what better place in Kansas City? I have a steakhouse. I've already seen the menu. I can't give away too many things. A lot of great stuff. A few of my favorites. Ketchup will be there. And hopefully we can win some games at Arrowhead Stadium, and then we get to go over and have a few drinks and food with it. We'll definitely have the Andy Reid cheeseburger on there. That'll sure be on there.
Oh, do you hear him laugh at the end? He starts that funny laugh of his. Ketchup for the fries, not ketchup for the steak.
Can't be.
Well, he's indicated that that's how he eats his steak.
You can't open up like a nice steakhouse like that and say, mm-mm, we serve ketchup with our steak. Mm-mm. That's just taboo.
Mm-mm.
You can't do it.
Right. I think it instantly takes away from
the atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere, the feel that it's an upscale place.
Instantly.
And maybe he doesn't want it to be. Maybe he wants it to be more like a diner.
But he named it Prime.
Definitely serves ketchup with its steak. Right. If you're looking for something that is billed as a little more upscale, or that you're trying to attract a more wealthy clientele, they can drop the big tips. They can spread the word. It can become the stop for all the celebs that are going through Kansas City or coming to games. Well, then, yeah, ketchup on the table at a steakhouse.
Leave it off.
Right. It's by request only.
And sometimes I wouldn't even, if they say, oh, we don't have it, like, sorry, you got to deal with it.
Well, if you're a really upscale or impressive, we'll say more expensive steakhouse, do you serve fries with your steak?
You probably order them on the side, I would guess.
They don't. Yeah, like, I wouldn't think they would come standard fries with your steak.
No, you probably got to order a side of fries, but right, okay. I don't know.
They've got to be steak fries.
I don't mind ketchup, but barbecue sauce I would go with on the fries. There's other alternatives.
Oh my gosh, I thought you meant barbecue sauce on a steak.
No, for fries.
All right. Yeah.
But you can't put ketchup on a steak.
Well, I can't. I put ketchup on burgers and fries. That's it. Those are the only things I use ketchup for.
I do put it on a hot dog, which is taboo, but.
Well, no, I think people do use ketchup for hot dogs, but not for eggs. I can't. Oh, I can't.
I usually don't.
No.
Usually don't.
No.
Yeah.
It's a negative Ghost Rider.
What about hot sauce on eggs?
Oh, my gosh. When I travel with women's college basketball teams for so many years, that would be the thing. Breakfast, ketchup, and eggs. Half the table. And so we would split up the tables that had eggs with ketchup and the tables that did not. And those of us who thought it was gross.
That was the divider.
That was the divider for breakfast, yes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. In light of the Shohei Ohtani situation, the scandal, the speculation, yeah, every commissioner now is being asked again about gambling. And the fact that it's legal in all but, 12 states in the U.S. now? And how do you maintain that that appearance that you're all above board?
I think like everybody, we're trying to learn and educate, make sure that all of our personnel, not just players, it's all of our personnel, understand the policy, understand the risk and the dangers of that. We've long said that the integrity of the game is number one, and it still is. And so for us, continuing that path, if we see violations, as you know, we've had, I think, 13 violations with players. And I think a couple of dozen more with personnel, both at the league level and the club level. So we've dealt with it very firmly. Our folks, understand that in that room. they understand the risk of that, and we will continue to remind other personnel that aren't in that room and continue our education efforts.
Yes, they will, and they'll give it plenty of lip service. I just don't know that you can walk that line so closely and not be subject to suspicion. That's just how it's going to be. Same thing with Shohei Ohtani, right? And he could have been a victim of straight theft. I get it. Could be complete and utterly theft and deception and betrayal. And there is a chance. I mean, I would say there's not many people who believe it outside of the Dodgers organization. But there is a chance that this was complete blindside of Shohei. Jay wants to drop our Darko line. It is a complete crap. Because that's what a lot of people think as they hear Shohei deny.
It's a complete crap.
Right. I don't think Darko believes him. But inside the Dodgers organization, they're going to choose to believe him. And I think baseball, unless they uncover a smoking gun, they will choose to believe him as well, because that's in the best interest of the actual league itself. Right. So we'll see. But now, of course, the questions persist for every other commissioner and every other high-profile official that works in sports. It's After Hours on our Facebook page, my Twitter, A-Law Radio. I swear there will be a link to our new YouTube video, because you all have been asking for it, and I appreciate that. We're going to end the show just quickly with an update on what we now know about that Baltimore Bridge collapse, which happened just over 24 hours ago. When I was watching the news in the evening on Tuesday, it was still a search and rescue operation, but it's since been called off and is now a recovery operation. Still six men who are missing, and they come from various countries in the Caribbean as well as in Central America. They were all construction workers who were on the bridge, and they were part of pothole crews that were filling these holes on the bridge overnight. If you haven't heard, it's a miracle that there were more people who did not end up in the Patapsco River in the port of Baltimore. But because the ship that ran into the bridge had multiple power failures, and because they tried to drop the anchor, that wasn't going to slow down the ship. It turned the ship. It didn't slow it down. They ended up putting out a mayday call. They estimate it was 60 to 90 seconds before the bridge support was hit and before the bridge collapsed into the water. That mayday call gave traffic officials and bridge officials time to keep cars from driving over. So there were cars and trucks that were stopped off the bridge because of that mayday call. And gosh, it saved lives. I mean, the first responders, of course, getting into the water, they pulled two men out within hours of the bridge collapsing. And so there were eight men from the construction crews that went into the water, and they were able to pull two out within hours, which is incredible. So just so thankful for first responders and for quick thinking and arriving on the scene right away and efficient operations that got two men out of the water. But at this point, they are presuming that the other six could not have survived over an hour or over a day in the water with the temperatures and everything else. So continue to think about those families and the people impacted there in the port of Baltimore. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.